Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Mary Lou Ozinga with Medical Imaging at Pella Regional Health Center joins us on today's program to talk about Breast Cancer Awareness Month activities at Pella Regional. Well, Mary Lou, it is October, of course, and at Pella Regional, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. First of all, what does it mean to have all the activities going on this month at R and to be once again recognizing a disease that impacts so many, not only here in Pella, but throughout the country?
Well, yeah, October is an exciting time, actually, throughout the country as we become more aware of breast cancer awareness. But here at the hospital, we have a lot of activities going on that, you know, make us become more aware of the importance of mammography, finding breast cancers early. We have a lot of things going on, things that the community can be involved in. So it's kind of an exciting time for us.
And most of those community-based activities all happen in the middle of the month this year. Let's go ahead and start with a thing you've been a part of for several years now, and that's the KNIA KRLS Radiothon. For many years, you've been at both the Pella Regional and Knoxville. That's coming up on the week of the 14th. Talk about that event and what that 2 hours of radio means at both sites.
The Radiothon is coming up on October 17. It's a Thursday evening. It will be from 4 to 6 o'clock. We hold it here in the lobby at Pella Regional. And it's a time that we emphasize the importance of a mammography in finding breast cancers early. We have speakers come in. We have caregivers here in the hospital that will come in and talk about their part in diagnosing breast cancers. We have radiologists, surgeons, family practice doctors. We also have a few survivors that are willing to come in and share their story. And it's, you know, every story is different. So it's always kind of nice to hear how different people experience the breast cancer journey.
For the broader community, on October the 19th, it's an annual tradition, the 2 mile Pell and Pink Walk and Run. You know, talk about that morning's event and what kind of surrounds that end of the week of celebration here, end of recognition.
Yeah, this is an event that we've held for several years, but it's a growing thing. I think people are becoming more aware of it. That's going to be on Saturday, October 19 at 8 o'clock. It starts by the Tulip Torrent. It's another way that we can emphasize the importance of breast cancer awareness. Yeah, it's a good way that people can come and support survivors. Survivors are welcome to come and walk, and they are also recognized before the walk begins.
People can register with proceeds supporting the breast cancer awareness programs here. What are the ways they can register and kind of learn more about what goes on that morning?
Yeah, they can register online at www.pellahealth.org/pink, and that can be done until Wednesday, October 16. They can also pick up registration forms at the information desk at the hospital, and they can actually register up until the day of the race.
Well, when we talk about breast cancer awareness, you know, oftentimes one of the things you really talk about when you're on the air with Dr. Bob and with me over the years is the technology that's offered. And over the past couple of years, you've introduced a lot of new screening and new technology. And there's another new addition that you're announcing as a part of this push for breast cancer awareness.
Yeah, we try to keep up to date in the technology here at Pella Regional. We have recently purchased actually a new HD Clarity detector, which makes for more clear pictures. So that's an advantage for our mammography patients. They may not notice that as much as they might notice the new Smart Curve system that we have purchased. And what this system does, the design of the paddle that we used during mammography, it now kind of mirrors the shape of a woman's breast. So instead of having a lot of compression on the thicker part of the breast, we have more uniform compression throughout the breast. So it also makes much more clear pictures, but for patients, it makes it more comfortable.
So whether it's comfort, the new clear images, the 3D mammography that's been introduced, you know, why is that such an important part of a woman's health care, especially when they, you know, get to be 40 years old or sooner in some cases, and to getting these regularly when it comes to breast cancer? Why is it so important?
It's very important to have regular mammograms. We recommend having yearly mammograms beginning at the age of 40. And the reason it's so important to come every year for your mammogram is that's the only way that we can find breast cancers in in the earliest stages. The earlier we find the breast cancers, the easier it is to treat and deal with the treatments.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Mary Lou, you've shared your own story before on our airwaves before, too. So this touches you personally. So that's kind of the idea, is you're willing to share your story and many others to get women, most importantly, calling the hospital and getting that appointment set up.
Yeah, I have very personal experience with this. Not only am I a mammography technologist, I am also a two-time breast cancer survivor. And both times, the breast cancers were found very early, and it's attributed to the importance of a mammography. It saves lives.
Once again, that was Mary Lou Ozinga with Pella Regional Health Center discussing Breast Cancer Awareness Month activities at the hospital. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.